not giving up on Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden, that is, resurrecting some stalled proposals as part of a just-released budget blueprint. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
And President Biden says his $5.8 trillion budget plan sends a clear message that we value fiscal responsibility, safety, and security at home and around the world. The spending proposal would raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans with a 20% minimum tax on households worth more than $100 million and a corporate tax rate increase. Elements of the president's stalled Build Back Better legislation are included, with a call to increase spending on education and public health and increase spending on law enforcement and crime prevention. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Ukraine trying to take back more territory from Russian forces, a senior U.S. defense official telling reporters a town south of Sumy has been retaken, as Russia appears to focus more on eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's president has not signaled that giving up any territory would be among the issues on the table for another round of peace talks today. The conflict stoking growing concerns about nuclear war.
Most Americans now think Russia's war on Ukraine and the U.S. and Western responses have brought the planet closer to nuclear war than ever before. That's according to a poll conducted by the Associated Press. Their numbers reveal 7 out of 10 Americans feel we've never been this close to the feared destructive conflict. Further, the AP poll suggests that half of all Americans think Russia would use its nuclear weapons directly on the U.S. homeland.
Fox's Evan Brown. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas working remotely today, hearing arguments by phone after nearly a week in the hospital. The court has said he was treated for an infection and did not have COVID. Thomas asking several questions during arguments in a case involving a federal law that applies to railroad workers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Testimony continues in Michigan at the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap the governor.
Prosecutors in federal court in Grand Rapids wrapping up testimony with an undercover FBI agent who told jurors that he infiltrated a group that allegedly plotted in 2020 to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID-related restrictions, as the prosecution expects to wrap up its case this week against Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta, who pled not guilty and whose defense attorneys will tell jurors that there was no plot and that the men were improperly influenced by undercover FBI agents and informants, in a case where two men have already pled guilty and where eight others are charged in state court.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Some Walmart stores will no longer sell cigarettes, becoming the largest national chain to take the step. Target ended cigarette sales in 1996. Walmart says decisions about removing cigarettes will be made on a store-by-store basis, according to the business in the particular market. The internet still reacting to the smack heard around the world.
A Twitter storm is swirling following an incident at the Oscars when Will Smith went on stage and slapped Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. Star Wars legend Mark Hamill tweeting, "Stand-up comics are very adept at handling hecklers. Violent physical assault? Not so much." Along with the hashtag, "Ugliest Oscar moment ever." Will and Jada's son, Jaden, tweeting, "And that's how we do it." The Academy issuing a statement statement tweeting, "The Academy does not condone violence of any form." Rock, referencing Jada Pinkett Smith's bald look, quipped that the actress is preparing to star in a G.I. Jane sequel. The actress has been open about her hair loss struggle, suffering from a condition called alopecia. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
The Dow's down 274 points. Oil prices dropping under 107 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.